So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hello again. Welcome back to the Bachelor Podcast, joined as always by Katie Waite. Hello, Katie.
Hello.
It's our second week on the beach, but our second and third episodes, because why do you not need 4 hours of Bachelor in Paradise in 1 week?
Yes, we are back to the back-to-back episodes, love and hate at the same time.
I know you saw it because you reposted it, but for anyone that didn't, the Bachelor in Paradise, like, official account, when they posted the reminder of it's Monday and Tuesday, did you happen to notice the schedule that they put up?
Sure did.
How it went the 30th, the 31st, 32nd, the 34th, the 35th.
Yes. What does that mean?
It means they needed to find a way for people to want to talk about their post, and it worked, because here we are, yeah. We're talking about it.
Yeah, it did.
Second week, and we still hadn't yet gotten to a rose ceremony. We were getting ready for the most dramatic episode ever, because three women were going to go home, but that didn't even account for Hurricane Demi.
We left off last week when Demi was just about to come down the stairs, had her little intro with David Spade, which we didn't really even get the full intro. Like, they went backwards at the beginning of this episode, went down the stairs to the beach, and just went after it.
That's probably a good way to put it. And I found it interesting when they did finally get to her story, the longer intro, if you will, that she made it pretty simple. She, you know, because David said, well, listen, you got engaged. And she said, well, yeah, then I got unengaged. Now I'm here and I want to date a man, even though I could go either or, which we were wondering about. And considering the drama she may be causing later on, I wonder if she'll do some flip-flopping eventually.
That would be interesting, because we don't think anyone's not open right now that's on the beach.
We don't know everybody that's going to be there yet.
Yeah, exactly. You never know who's going to come. But I do have to backtrack and say we finally got our opening back with the pair.
Yes.
That was my favorite part of the intros anyway, and I was sad that we didn't see it last week, but then I don't think it's always the first night anyway, because they kind of have to, they're not going to do all like 23 people like that. That would be the entire song and probably then some, but.
Is it bad that it wasn't until that intro that I realized that Victoria P was even on the beach?
Nope. I mean, that's a safe assumption, because she was one of those people that we didn't see an intro. Like, she was kind of just dropped on the beach. So that's not bad, because we didn't know. Just see like glimpses of her, like when the camera would span across the bar area or the pool and be like, oh yeah, wait, she's here. I remember her kind of.
She got into a little bit of an issue that, if you've seen her on these shows before, it should come as no surprise, because she basically, unlike Kelsey or anybody else that tries to lead off with, you know, I'm here as a different person and I've worked on myself and I've changed, whether it be, you know, physically or otherwise, she is literally the same person she was last time we saw her.
Oh yeah. It's funny because a lot of people were Team Victoria back on her season because she had the confrontation with Alea, who everyone was annoyed with and was like, yeah, you tell her, Victoria, and everyone was kind of on her page. But towards the end, we were kind of like, and now she's back in Bachelor in Paradise, and we're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, and we know why. I mean, just time and again, we go back to how, hey, they want to give someone an A edit or a B edit or an F edit. But yeah. In her case, it's they can't make you say certain things. And the amount of times that not only did she not remember James's name,
yeah,
but that the other contestants heard it too. So it wasn't even like Frankenbites, where he said, yeah, well, she said it once and ha ha ha. The fact that if you say it so much to the other people that they, which you shouldn't really admit that anyways, but the right. fact that you can't even think of the dude's name multiple times, I mean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and she, like, it wasn't even the same, she didn't say the same thing. It's not like she said one thing and then they kept replaying it. Like, it was worded differently every single time. So that was on her. And I don't even think they gave her a bad edit. Like, I think that was just how she acted and what she talked about.
I don't know how she spins it once she gets her forum and puts out, you know, whatever statements she does to lead up to whatever she's going to be promoting on Instagram, because
she didn't deny really anything. I mean, she said it hesitantly at one point, like, no, I'm not dating someone at home. But then that was it. It wasn't like that was her, that's what she was defending. Like, it was just, she spun it as, you know, I thought you two were my friends, and now you're trying to sabotage my relationship. Defend that the point of the argument was that she had a boyfriend. Like, it was
exactly
claiming that she didn't have good friends there.
Even with James, when he flat out asked her about it, she did say, oh, I don't have a boyfriend. Yeah, poor James. But she said, oh, well, we dated until May, which is basically right before they left, and said that, oh, well, you know, he encouraged me to come here with an open heart. But what we ended up learning,
not helping your story.
Yeah, not helping your story any of, you know, hey, your musician boyfriend back in Nashville who, listen, if anyone wanted to tell me it was Jed, I don't think any of us would argue with that. I mean,
I saw a meme and it was Jed playing his guitar and it said Victoria's boyfriend back home.
Yeah. Would any of us really be that surprised if we found out that it was Jed? Because, you know, he came on the show just to get followers and try to build his music career. So maybe he said, okay, now Victoria, you go. You know, I'm on the no fly list, but you can go. Go ahead. It's fine.
You can do this for the both of us.
So she sort of dances around it. And then, like you said, with Kelsey, didn't really deny it at all. And the fact that the same story was coming from two different women who at the time weren't looking for roses. Now, we found out, obviously, quickly after that wasn't totally the case, especially with Kelsey, but immediately had some one person like, okay, maybe it's they just don't get along. But then when it's two people and then they confront her and she doesn't deny it, all of a sudden,
yeah,
it's so funny. They predicted, like, oh, look, she's just, the wheels are turning, and she needed to actually walk away just to come up with, okay, what kind of fake story am I going to come up
with? Yeah. And if you just kept your eye on her, like during that conversation, like she was definitely caught off guard and was not planning on being sold out on this. She was like, oh, I'm going to get away with it. Like, I just got to find this. Oh, perfect. I found James. Like, I'm going to like sail through this. I got to get a rose. And then hopefully I can meet someone else that I can kind of finagle this with and just make it to the end so I can get this. Whoever her boyfriend is, I mean, she's getting the publicity now, so might as well come out and say, yeah, this is my boyfriend.
This was another classic Bachelor Nation apology where she tries to say, oh, I'm really sorry that you didn't come and talk to me first. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. That's not an apology at all, actually. That's just an insult.
I mean, it is an apology in Bachelor Nation. Like, that's just how you do it.
I don't know exactly what the final straw was where she realized it was over, but she tried to make it seem like, oh, no, I'm choosing to leave. You can't fire me. I quit.
Yeah, I think it's when actually James came to her and was like, listen, this is what's going on. Like, what are you doing? I think she was like, I can't play this story up anymore. Like, I got to go.
Even with James, she was doing the same thing, trying to pin it all on Kelsey and what was it, Tammy?
Tammy, yeah.
And again, trying somehow that it's their fault that she has a boyfriend back in Nashville. Like, it just, she doesn't even wait until she's in the car 90 seconds before, oh, well, I guess I don't have to search for what I already have at home.
Like, yeah, not good. She kind of just unraveled and went down a dark path.
Immediately, it turns James into this hot commodity, because now you have the women, including Kelsey.
Oh, yeah. Everyone like, just started throwing themselves at him.
Like,
you
oh.
made the right choice, and you know what? You should just call this the Kelsey Rose. Okay.
And this leads us, I think, back to where the show started with Demi, because Demi's full intention when she got there was to just blow things up. She somehow from that group, and maybe you can explain this to me, we've sort of talked about it in the past, but she talks with everyone but then decides Brendan's going to be the guy. And people still, when they meet Brendan, are just floored by how incredibly good looking he is.
I don't get it. No, I mean, he's not bad looking.
No, of course not.
He's not, like, he's not the most attractive man I've ever seen.
Some of these reactions, because then later, you know, in Tuesday's episode, when Riley showed up, like, Riley's a good-looking guy, but for everybody to, like, fall over themselves, I'm like...
Yeah. I think when they sign up for Paradise, when they have to... Because they all obviously have to say who they want to meet, basically. And then they try to, like, weave some drama in and place them how they're going to come down to the beach and everything, obviously. But I guess, or maybe it's like they have like pictures of the guys and the girls, and they're like, who out of here would you like to be here for? And then you just automatically gravitate towards Riley or Brendan. And I think that's just like planted in your head. And then you see them arrive in Paradise and you're like, yeah, that's who I'm going to go after. But I don't think, I mean, Brendan's nothing. I don't want to say nothing special.
No, but relatively speaking, because obviously this is, you know, 23, 24, 25 good looking people. And we get
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he's attractive, but he's not like the most attractive person I've ever seen. But he's from around where I'm from. So he's from Massachusetts. So
yeah, well, then.
But I don't know maybe, if I want to try with that.
Yeah, I was about to say, maybe then you can try to take up as his defense attorney here, because
yeah, no.
Demi takes him on this date and, you know, everyone's having a great time and Demi already sort of knew him. I mean, if you watched any of these seasons, everybody seems to know each other.
Yeah.
Know each other. And I say that, you know of each other. Mm-hmm. But she's like seemingly as far as Demi can be at this point, like all in, she's into him. And
like going back to that. So did you see that she was like, oh, I didn't watch Tasia's season. Like, what's your deal? Like who are you basically? And then like everyone was posting on social media, like she live tweeted Tasia's season basically. And so like she did watch it. So she kind of knew whether she paid attention to Brendan or not, but she watches. She said she had some pretty
that's incredible.
Pretty strong detailed tweets about her season. So.
Oh no, I did not see that. But it's not surprising, because when is she, since she's been in our world, when has she ever been quiet about anything? Like, that's her thing.
Never.
So that was kind of surprising. Plus, on top of that, for her to say like, oh well, I knew him.
Yeah.
You know, she did say from photos, but still. Whereas on the flip side, he was the one that was like, I didn't even know you existed before you showed up on the beach, which that's sort of shot to her ego, number one, which, she does not respond in kind.
That's a huge womp.
Yes, especially for her. I mean, of anybody on the beach, you know, other than maybe the goddess Victoria, that's, she's probably the only one who would have reacted worse to that. And then,
right.
So she's into it and everything's going great. And then literally as they stop making out, he's like,
and they come up for air.
Yeah. Oh, this is great. But, you know, I'm just talking to other girls and, you know, if we cross paths again later on, cool.
Yeah, not cool.
And
not something you're supposed to say when you're on a show for dating.
I mean, almost anyone on this show would play it kind of polite and say, oh yeah, that's what we're here for, keeping things open and so, yep, so great that we're making this connection and, you know, filling up a bingo board. But not Demi.
Yeah, nope. Not, I mean, she just went off the deep end. Like, she wasn't expecting that. She was mortified. I can't blame her. I don't think I would have reacted that way. I probably would have, like we said, done it a little bit differently. But she's just used to everyone, A, knowing who she is, and B, just wanting to be with her or around her or something. And Brendan did neither of those things.
And she mentioned the only time that's ever happened to her before is with Colton. And she excused that because, well, he's gay.
Yeah.
And yeah, so began the precipitous fall of Brendan.
Yeah.
Because you think, well, it can't possibly get any worse for him because he just had the most awkward confrontation with one of the strongest personalities that the show has ever seen. Yeah. So how could this day possibly get worse for him?
Cue his dating history.
And I've seen some conflicting things about Brendan and Piper. Some people are 100%. They were dating. They came on the show knowing, like, we're going to be dating. We're dating now. We're going to be dating after. But this is what we do. We're going to go on.
Make some money.
Yeah, make some money. Get some followers. Have fun, whatever. But it's understood, like, we're dating. We'll be dating. But then, of course, you have the other people who obviously, you know, got lost in the eyes and are saying, no, yeah, they were just hanging out. They weren't actually dating. And
yeah, I don't know if you saw the pictures back in April when they were actually posted. But I mean, they pretty much looked like they weren't just going to the same places together. They looked like they were probably in a relationship.
Yeah. And so he walks onto the beach already worrying, like, okay, I've got to deal with this Demi stuff. And then immediately is like, what about Piper? What about Piper? What about Piper? What about Piper? Like, oh,
again,
man.
Not prepared for an answer.
Yeah. And just all at that point, like, almost all the women are just like, yeah, he sucks.
Yeah.
This is, yeah.
You're not up here anymore.
No, exactly. And he manages to
down.
I mean, he does manage to stave off execution, if you will, because he's able to mend fences enough to convince Natasha that, like, no, for real, like, it's that wasn't a thing.
That was funny how that happened, because Natasha was like all gung-ho, like,
leading the charge.
I am so angry, like, I'm gonna tell him how it is, like, how dare he come here and, like, have thoughts or a past relationship or a relationship with Piper and not tell me about it and try to start something with me. And then so they start to talk and she's like, well, why wouldn't you know, explore that relationship with her at home? Like, why are you here waiting for her? And then he was like, I'm not waiting for him, not in a relationship. And she's like, oh, okay, so we're good. Like, completely just went with it and ended up, quote unquote, back together.
Yeah, which, so I'm sure
say that
you'll have multiple times now in these next few episodes to try to play his defense attorney again, because this is not the last that we've seen of Brendan and his eyes trying to evade everybody's wrath.
Mm-hmm.
But while he was licking his wounds, we got a more, I think, calm one-on-one. I think, you know, yep. Jesenia and Ivan, they seem like they're like the perfect combo.
They seem like the strongest couple right now. I think. In Paradise, I mean, as much as you could say for week two, I guess. But they seem
72 hours in, it's very strong.
Yeah, like I feel like neither one of them have talked to anyone else, you know, in terms of looking into a relationship, and they seem pretty committed to one another. If you watch the previews, like it looks like it becomes on the rocks, but
dun, dun, dun.
But yeah, they had a dinner in the middle of the water, which was awesome. But they actually had once again, a normal conversation and an important conversation when you would start dating someone.
But did you notice what he had the gall to do?
What would that be?
He told her that she was going to get a rose. Greg would be furious. Yeah. He would not stand for it.
No, you're not supposed to do that.
Who cares about a rose?
Oh my gosh.
And we're not even gonna and that's by the way, that's the only Greg mention we're getting in on this because okay, I refuse to discuss him as a viable option in any other future show unless it actually becomes a thing. That will be the end of it because we try to keep this somewhat family friendly, and that would not happen if we talked about him. So yeah. we're gonna continue to move forward.
Yeah. But Jesenia basically said how she basically got bullied after her time on The Bachelor because of everything that went down with Matt and Rachel, and ultimately Chris Harrison. But and said, you know, it's bearable because it led me to Ivan. And Ivan was like, girls do have it harder in social media, which I agree with. But yeah, they had a real conversation and it wasn't just like, oh, you look beautiful and oh, I see us, you know, together during this paradise and not knowing if I'm going to explore with anyone else. Like it was just a real life conversation.
Yeah, and I think she brought up a really yes, exactly. She brought up an interesting point because I think lost in everything that happened with, you know, this tweet and that like and everything else and all of Rachel's stuff that clearly Matt is okay with now. So again, we've talked about it before. If he's cool with it, I mean, who are we to say otherwise? But lost in all that was everybody else that was on the show, and they couldn't just sort of enjoy the experience. Instead, they were there. Basically, every question was, okay, what was it like being with Rachel? Did you know that she was a racist? And was she like,
yeah, okay. In a way, I think a lot of people got robbed of that season, really, because of that drama that overshadowed everything.
Yeah, that's because ultimately it became like week to week. All we really talked about was, you know, once Chris Harrison stuck his foot in his mouth, I think it let us all know like, okay, well, Rachel's clearly winning because otherwise why is he making these comments? And then immediately it's just every question for everyone that was ever on the show. And I don't think that we really got that view so much. Like obviously we spent plenty of time on what Rachel had.
Yeah, we didn't really see how it affected other contestants, I think, until this date.
So maybe she now has her second chance.
Maybe. Fingers crossed.
Because she was going to get a rose. Oh, you can't tell them. Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, listen, it's part of the contract. It says you have to get some.
I love Ivan, though. Like, I've always loved him. I think seems like a stand-up guy.
Yeah, you were fan club day number one.
Yep.
early adopter.
He's one of the good ones.
Well, we think.
We think. We don't know how this drama plays out. Is it him? Is it her? I don't know. Da, da, da.
And what will, you know, as we're leading up to this first rose ceremony, the thing that kind of made me laugh later on was Marissa was the one saying, like, oh, I don't know about Connor. I really need this, the validation, you know, again, filling up the bingo card, really worried, like, oh my God, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what I'm going to do. And obviously she gets his rose and he's super confident and everything's great. And
yeah. Another one. The twists and turns just keep coming.
Yeah. We'll get to that. And the one thing about Paradise that I think will never be matched by Bachelor, Bachelorette, Listen to Your Heart, anything, is this show can make Carl into a hot commodity.
Yeah.
Because you had him making all his noises and his shadow boxing and everything else, and he was able to utter the words, I've got my four princesses here, and not a single one had the gall to laugh at him because they were all looking to get a rose from him.
Yeah, that's pretty sad. That's when you know they messed up.
I mean,
yeah.
Yikes. And one final thing for me before we get to the only rose ceremony we've seen, which, you know, 6 hours, one rose ceremony, cool.
Yeah.
The queen or the goddess or whatever the hell she wants to be called.
Goddess.
I don't think any of us wanted her here in the first place.
Yeah.
And she claimed that, oh, she was more positive this time and she's changed and all this, even though she still needed to refer to herself as something as other than just Victoria. Mm-hmm. But when she was going at Taj, or however you want to call it, for her to do the exact, almost word for word, the attacks that she would pull out from her season, and then to have the gall to basically like, oh, I don't like how you're being aggressive now and you're crazy. And I'm just thinking, oh my God. Like,
they're just replaying.
Can you say it any more clearer? Like, if anybody else out there needed confirmation that she has no business being on these shows, even this one, like, can we be done with her?
I was surprised though. I thought she would have lasted a little bit longer just for some added drama, but maybe we don't need added drama.
When people like Joe and Serena are creating drama, I don't think we need to create it with people like Victoria. And
yeah, let's just stick it to the OGs.
Seriously. And so, you know, we get to pretty much the ones we knew, you know, Ivan Jesenia, Noah Abigail, Joe Serena P, Connor Marissa, Trey Taj, Carl DeAndre, which is interesting just because Carl, I didn't think he, I mean, it's Carl, but whatever.
You got to get a rose.
I know. Brendan to Natasha, Aaron to Tammy, duh, as she would say.
Yeah.
Kenny to Mari, and then Kelsey tries the old fainting routine.
Not great. I mean, I know I didn't believe her, but at the same time, did you see the way she looked? Like, maybe it was a little
well, really. This is what happens when you stop using the milk of magnesia to prevent the sweating. Now, all of a sudden, it's the faucet was on. And she didn't look good. But, I mean, please, this was like day number one out of the Paradise handbook.
Yeah.
Okay. Or even really Bachelor Nation. I mean, we've seen this on all the shows. The people who are worried about going home are, okay, what can I do to get attention? Oh, right, I'm going to have some sort of breakdown. Whether it's a mental breakdown or a physical breakdown, there's going to be a breakdown where all the focus is going to be on me. And then I'm like, well, how can I not give them a rose?
Yeah. I feel bad that she didn't make it further, but at the same time, she she was one of those types of women that just wasn't really proactive about
at all.
And I get it. Like, if there was no one that you were interested in, then yeah, you should go home. Which that seems how it was, or else she just blew it and just didn't feel like talking to anyone.
Yeah. And so along with Kelsey and Victoria, Serena C, who we really didn't get to see a ton of, but I mean, I guess now we don't have to call Serena P Serena P anymore. We can just go to Serena.
Right.
Will they be dropping the letter in her name, or?
We should.
I know we should, but will they?
Yeah, probably.
And Victoria does give us one beautiful parting shot, which is closing the door on her own butt.
Yeah, that was great. That was like the last little bit we needed.
I mean, if you're never going to get a better final scene, like yeah. Chef's kiss, perfection, right? And, you know, when we get to night two this week, the only bummer for me is we don't get any more David Spade.
I know. It was very short-lived.
And Wells did a great...
his cameo on Bachelor Nation, so...
He did. And Wells did a great job hosting. I thought he... You know, if you want to get rid of celebrities in general, just let him be the host.
I think no one would be against it.
I'm here for it. All good. But it did give us Lance Bass, which
I
don't know. Excited for him to be there. One of the better intros you will ever see for anyone on this franchise, with the boombox and the fact that they didn't put two and two together when NSYNC's playing, whatever. Probably because they're thinking, well, clearly no one from NSYNC's going to be here, right? Yeah. I mean, maybe Joey Fatone, but I mean, come on.
It's going to be Justin Timberlake.
But I mean, him as a host.
Connor was going hard to that song.
Oh, yeah. I mean, does that really surprise you? I mean, I'm kind of surprised he didn't break out the guitar and start doing his own version of it, because he seemingly carries that damn ukulele.
Let me show you my version.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm sure that was a big hit for you, but my cat version will be way better. But I don't know, like David Spade, I thought A+ across the board. I thought you could tell he was into the show. He knew the people. It wasn't just, you know, reading off of cards beforehand. Like, he's into the show. And Lance might be, I don't know, but I don't know. I thought he was kind of just sort of there.
Yeah, he was okay. I mean, he went and started off with drinks and basically was like, tell me what's going on. And then he was part of the one-on-one date in this episode. So he's definitely, he was more involved than David Spade, but I don't know if he had that same connection that David Spade had.
Yeah, he was fine. He was there. He played his role, but and maybe it's because David was much better than I was expecting him to be, or Dave, you know, because as, you know, we're friendly now. Dave Chappelle, clearly. I don't know. I don't know. Like, a solid B? Like, because he's fine, but he's just...
Yeah, that's fair.
Bring back David Spade. Can we do that?
Yeah. All season. No? That's big bucks.
Do we not have we don't have that power? No?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. And what we saw now is another great thing about Paradise is immediately the tables are turned and you went from all the girls freaking out, or at least a quarter of the girls freaking out, to now the guys should be, but they do still seem a little more interested in broing out.
Yeah, a little too confident.
And part of that, I think, was maybe not the confidence part, or maybe they didn't get a chance to look at it, but all they could focus on was Thomas. And
I wonder why. I wonder if they had like a little bug saying that he might come down soon.
You know, we had 3 weeks of Katie season that we had to listen. Thomas. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have at least two episodes of Thomas.
Just when you thought it was over.
And, because not only did he bring back Pouty Joe, but he is another one who all he's talking about is, you know, no, this is what actually happened, and I'm all about love and peace and everything.
Yeah, I just want to make amends.
Oh, but he's another one that hasn't changed one bit.
Nope.
And I was a little concerned when he took Serena because she, by all accounts, seemed to be falling for this, you know, the guy that I've heard that, you know, Trey didn't really like him and Aaron didn't really like him, but I don't know. He seems pretty, he's hot.
Yeah. And I was like, please don't be that girl.
You'd much
don't
rather
not like you anymore.
You'd much rather be the person that gets dumped by grocery store Joe than someone that dates Thomas. I mean, you
please.
Just don't want,
yes.
You just don't want to go down that road. And you have this perfect cut back and forth of their date going great. And Joe basically like, I'm going home. I'm not going through a Leo thing again. And
yeah,
truth be told, totally forgot Leo existed.
I was just going to say, I wrote in my notes, all in caps, forgot about Leo.
Forgot 100%. Like,
he was like one of those contestants that like...
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1,000,000%. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Didn't even care to be in any part of the show, but was kind of just like there.
Yeah, and totally forgot about that he existed and that he nearly broke those two up. I mean, just
yeah. Ugh, the thought of it.
Oh my God. So for him to have what a combo, Leo and Thomas as the people in the middle of your relationships.
Yeah. Not good, Joe. Not good.
Just go away now. You and Wells can go on your bromance across America. Like,
yeah.
Just quit. But I was happy that she did see through the BS, because immediately when she sat him down, it wasn't the typical, well, you know, we're just getting to know each other. She's like, nah.
Yeah.
I didn't like any bit of that.
Yeah. And good for her. I really thought, like you said, like it was going to go down a different path. And I really like her and Joe together. So hopefully that lasts. But I got nervous for a little bit.
Yeah. I was
mentioned the first 26 minutes of the episode was him telling everyone how tall he was and talking to the girls, like literally 26 and some change minutes of how he needs to duck his head when he goes places and walks into a room.
Yeah. And it's perfect when a guy or girl, whoever, but in this case, the guy completely tearing this, him like, hey, I'm telling you, all he's going to do is talk about his height. And then cut to talking about his height and Serena saying, all he wanted to do was talk about how tall he was. Like, yeah. We get it, dude. You're 6'6". Like, fine. Congratulations. Yep. Do you want a cookie?
Oh,
like,
it was too long. I was like, is this seriously going on? And I looked and it was like minute 26. And I was like, oh my gosh, I can't.
Well, another massive dude. But far more palatable than Thomas.
Yes.
And I mean, Riley. Wow. This.
Yeah. Something. Yeah, talk about someone who I think changed, honestly, because I feel like when he, on his season, like, I feel like he was very, he was quiet and reserved, and then he like walked into paradise and was like all outgoing, and he's like, I got the date card, like I'm talking to everyone, and really went in on it. And but I just remember him from his season, like, not, I mean, he talked and we knew who he was. It wasn't like a no-name person that we forgot about. But I feel like he was very reserved and quiet on his season, but when he walked in, he was like, nope, I'm talking to you, and he just went after it. And I thought it was great. I'm a fan of Riley too, so
100%. He went in with a plan that he knew would work, unlike Thomas, who like, I'm gonna go in with this plan and continue to say one thing to one person, another thing to another person, and then just magically, they'll never talk to each other about it.
Yeah.
That's a great plan. Oh, wait, that didn't work again? Oh, crap. But I'm 6'6", so it's cool. Right? We're all good. I didn't call you emotionally unstable or whatever. Like, we're cool. And unlike the people who come in and talk to two people before asking on a date, he went to every single woman and seemingly spent a while with them, because with each one, Taj was like ready to rip someone's head off.
Yeah. Yeah. She was like obsessed. Like, she was definitely in the pre-meeting. She was like, Riley's my man. Like, this is like this. I will come on this show if he'll be there.
And yeah, there are two people I'm interested in.
Yeah.
Riley and Trey's uncle. And that's it.
I guess I'll settle for Trey. But no, I mean, she's been so into Trey the first two episodes, and now Riley's here and she's like, nope, that's it. Like, I am fully committing to Riley, even if he doesn't commit to me. She was obsessed.
Yeah. And,
or is obsessed though.
You know, he didn't pick her. She, you know, storms off, which if you're Trey, you're thinking, well, that's pretty awesome. Like,
yeah,
I'm sitting here hoping you don't get picked, and clearly you're hoping for the only thing that's happened that you do get picked. Like, that makes me feel really great.
Yeah, I feel confident in our relationship.
Well, and so then for her later, you know, she sort of was getting mad at him for like, well, why didn't you come talk to me more today and this and that. And for him, you know, and he did apologize. He said, no, you're right. I should have come talk to you sooner. But I think you can sort of see maybe I needed to give you some space when you're storming off because you didn't get a date when we've been hanging out.
Yeah, I thought we were supposed to be together. Yeah.
And they seemingly are fine. You know, in between that, Trey got to have his moment with Thomas when he says, okay, I'm going to give you another shot. I believe in second chances. You know, you say you're going to change. I'll believe your actions.
Short-lived.
About 2 minutes and 30 seconds later. Oh, yeah, by the way, he was talking about you.
You said,
and
what?
Yeah. And it was no BS. It was not, hey, man, let's have a heart-to-heart. No, he's, listen, I was gonna give you a chance.
Mm-hmm.
But I found out you're just being the same dude you were before. We're never going to talk again, you know, intentionally.
Yep.
And I love the fact that he didn't, you know, when Thomas did try to be like, can I just respond? Nope. Go crazy. You have fun here.
I'm done. I thought you changed.
Yeah, because he was ready to give him another shot, which if anyone that watched the show, let alone lived the show,
mm-hmm.
when you saw Thomas, I don't know how under any circumstance you would think, yeah, this dude might be okay.
Yeah.
Even just watching it back, forget about living it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the bigger guy. He said, no, I'll give him, he says he's going to change. I'm going to give him a chance.
Yeah. Good for you.
So
nope.
Doesn't mean you have to stick to what you just said when you find out, oh, never mind. Right before he told me that, he was basically like taking the knife.
Yeah, it's not something you said in the past. Like you said it 2 hours ago. So
using it somehow to try to start a relationship with grocery store Joe's chick. I mean, like, come on.
Yeah, nope.
But anyway, I think we need to wrap this up, if you will, with Riley and Marissa's date. Because I hope they did, and B,
we'll find
this
out.
This is a Bachelor Nation rarity. We do not see this a lot in Paradise or any of the shows for that matter. But you know,
mm-hmm.
Paradise, where it's a little easier to do because the Boom Boom Room is always accessible.
Yep. Second night. Well, I mean, second or third episode.
I mean, you're the historian here. You can correct me here. Even going back to Bachelor Pad, I think this is a first.
I think so. I mean, this was fast. I can't remember it happening before.
And
to anyone.
Sometimes you just eat some tongue.
Ugh.
And some tripe. And you just got to go for it.
Ugh, I would just answer every single question and just like make
things up. Exactly.
You didn't like, they didn't say it had to be like, it wasn't truth or dare. Like,
they didn't have you
answer the question.
They didn't have you on a lie detector. You can say whatever you want. How many people you sleep with? Oh, none. I'm waiting for marriage. Okay. I'm not going to eat this tongue now.
That looked so gross.
And again, Lance, perfectly fine. I did enjoy how uncomfortable he got when, you know.
And then he called himself out on it.
Yeah, post, you know, eating tongue, all of a sudden they're swapping tongue. And yeah, exactly.
Oh. Nauseous.
And this is why they're the best in the business. You have Connor singing his song on the beach, talking about how everything's going to be fine. She's going to come back here and no problem.
I feel bad for Connor.
Yeah, I'm not quite there yet. But he's playing the uke and he's fine.
Yeah.
And to the credit of the other people there, nope, Connor is just, he thinks everything's hunky-dory, and he is about to get hit by a train, and everyone apparently could see it except him.
I can't wait till next week when he had the little, what happened.
He had the little cat paws over his eyes.
And he's just, what happened. Who knows? I don't know.
Yeah, and, you know, so they go on this date, and they're making out, and
I do have to say, now I remember that she went home the first night of Peter's season. Because she was like, oh, I was on Peter's season, but I went home the first night. Like, I never really had any date in any world, like Bachelor world or my world. But, and I was like, oh, yeah. Like, I knew, I remembered her name, like we said last week, that she had a U in her name. Like, it was Marissa. And that's what I remembered. But I was like, I don't remember anything about her. But now I remember that when she said that, that she was went home night one.
Yeah. And apparently had never been on an actual date before.
Except for mini golf.
Mini golf, which she mentioned a couple times. So not a lot of dates, but also didn't want to answer how many people she'd slept with, which, again, is fine. And either way, God bless. But usually not the combination that we often see. Again, teachers
didn't really add up.
it did not. But either way, they snuck into the beach, if you will, the resort, and snuck into the boom boom room. Thankfully, it was not already occupied. That would have created a whole nother level of drama that we definitely have not. That we definitely have not seen yet on this show. And it was, I mean, there was no ambiguity in there. It's other stuff in there, and it was okay.
It happened.
It happened, and, you know, next week we get to see Connor's reaction, because it's went from like, oh, yeah, she went on a date, to like, bro, look up there. They're in the boom boom room.
Oh, what?
Okay. My song isn't so funny now, is it?
Oh,
God. And then you have Taj, who is already seemingly brokenhearted by a guy who she didn't know while dating another guy.
Yeah, and wasn't chosen for the date.
And wasn't chosen for the date.
Like, I mean, that should have been your clue on that you're probably not going to be in a relationship.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and go with the sleeping with Marissa.
So if we thought Demi was really Hurricane Demi when she got there, apparently next week we actually see her going nuclear. Mm-hmm. And we finally, seemingly, and I say finally because it's only going to be, you know, 7 hours in, we're going to get the famed cake into the fire, which we've been teased about from before even the first episode. Like, Colton jumping over this or whatever. It's, book my flight home.
He goes home.
Yeah, it's cake in the fire. So we're going to get to cake on the fire.
Yes, can't wait.
As she says enthusiastically. I mean, from Demi coming in to mess things up to boom boom room, anything in between there that we missed?
I don't think so. I think we covered all of it.
4 hours.
I think a lot happened. Like, usually it's 4 hours, but not a lot happens. But we actually got a lot of content out of this, and I'm impressed.
4 hours, we cover in 50 minutes.
Yeah.
That's
not bad.
That's not bad, considering there have been 2-ish hours. And I say that because sometimes they stick, you know, the 45 minutes of Rose talking in there. And we've taken 50 minutes. So this is an impressive little run.
Yeah, not bad.
Was anything outside of Paradise that we missed?
A few things. I don't know if you saw that Jason got hit by a car the other day.
No.
When walking with Caitlin and their dogs.
What?
At night. Yeah. He was on the sidewalk, like, waiting to cross the street, and there was a red light, and this guy just, like, came and just took a turn, like, right on red and just like didn't stop and like hit Jason. He's fine. He's fine. The dog's fine. Like nothing. I mean, he has like scratches, I guess, but he's completely fine.
Did they catch the dude?
I assume it's a dude because I shouldn't say that.
Yeah, probably a dude. No, I don't think so.
Wow. Wild.
Yeah, I hip checked into the hood of this minivan.
Yeah. Oh, to be taken out by a minivan of all things.
Oh, he had some choice words with the driver, who was apologetic about the incident. Luckily, he walked away without any major injuries.
Okay, so it doesn't sound like they got authorities involved, just some choice words, and they moved along.
I mean, which is kind of like, you got hit by a car. Like, that's, like, I feel like you would want authorities involved.
You didn't stub your toe, you know?
His right leg is all bruised up, and his butt is sore.
Yeah, well, we've all been there.
He is the luckiest in the world. That's what he said. Direct quote from Jason himself.
Well, I'm glad the dogs are okay.
Yeah.
I mean, Jason too, but specifically the dogs.
Yeah, and Caitlin. Like Don't forget.
Well, obviously, Kate, yes.
Yeah. Vanessa Grimaldi got married this past week or weekend, who obviously, quote unquote, won Nick Viall's season. They were engaged.
Which one? Yes.
Yeah. So they're married. She's not married to someone from Bachelor Nation. Just her boyfriend from a couple of years.
Regular person.
Just a peasant. And then I don't know if we knew October 19th, but that's the date for Michelle's season to start.
Make sure you put it in your calendar.
Yeah, I can't remember if we knew the exact date or not, but they did air that after this last episode.
It's in the calendar right now. Ready for it. Very excited.
Yeah. And then my final thing is we know that Becca comes on Paradise at some point. Yes. But I guess so Blake came out and said that after their divorce, they started talking again to see, quote unquote, if there was something there. So I completely forgot that even Blake was from Becca's season. I don't know what season I thought he was from, but I just never put those two and two together. Blake as in Stagecoach.
Yeah.
Blake. So they talked and it kind of came down to if she was going to go to Paradise or not. And she chose Paradise.
Good.
But he said the show doesn't want to see us together. So I probably won't be making an appearance and ending up with Becca.
Okay,
so
Blake.
He's blaming the show for his failed relationship with
Becca. All right. Just when I had a positive image of a Blake finally.
Yeah.
Now this Blake has to come back and take the crown back.
Yeah, it was short lived. Sorry.
Sully that name. Jeez, thanks, Blake. Festival season goes away for a year and he loses his mind.
Exactly. And that's all I got.
Well, that is a lot. Thank you very much, as always. At Bachelor Podcast on all socials. Another 4 hours of Paradise next week.
Yeah.
Don't get too excited. Katie, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
And we'll see you next week.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? snag an electric fireplace, and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today. The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall, so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.